Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. Vir die belangrikste sake nuus skakel in op RSG Geldsaake.
Vodacom is een van die grootste selfoonnetwerkgroepe in Afrika en het meer as 210 miljoen kliënte. Die groep het vandag winssyfers vir sy boekjaar tot einde maart bekend gemaak en die genormaliseerde omset was 11% hoër op 153 miljard rand. Die wesensverdienste was basies onveranderd op 16,5 miljard rand. Die direksie het 'n slotdividend van R3,35 per aandeel verklaar, wat die totale dividend vir die jaar op R6,20 per aandeel te staan bring. Op die lyn is Shamil Yusuf. Hy is Vodacom se uitvoerende hoof. Shamil, thank you so much for your time tonight. These are pretty much flat results, but the telecoms market is currently very, very challenging. And the share price has spiked by more than 30% since the beginning of the year. So in this case, flat seems to be very good.
I think the big part for us is that, of course, we dealt with two devaluations in the past year, which is the Egyptian devaluation and then the Ethiopian devaluation, and that's, of course, had an impact in the reported results. I think the positive that people are taking out of the results is that there's a lot more stability in the currency in Egypt, as an example, and that bodes very, very well for the future, given the size of the growth potential and the growth that's coming through from our Egyptian operations. I think we're now going into a better, positive trajectory going forward. And then also what we've done is we've upgraded guidance to the market, which effectively saying that we will grow service revenue and EBITDA double-digit growth in this next period until 2030.
Let's talk about the Egyptian network. Vodacom bought the 55% stake in 2021 for 48 billion rand, if I remember correctly. And at that stage, some people raised their eyebrows that you were paying too much for that business. But it's really performed well subsequently, and it seems to have been a very, very good deal. What has happened with that network since you've bought it?
Well, I think the growth is accelerated exceptionally. So effectively, you know, revenue growth. So this year we did 30.8 billion rand in Egyptian revenue, up 49.7%. And our net income was up 99% in local currency and 19.2% in rands despite the devaluation. So we've more than recovered from the devaluation and it's growing strongly, now contributing 28% to our operating profit. Very good business, projected to grow, you know, in this next period at least 20% going forward.
When you did that transaction, I was in Egypt or just before then, and then I roamed on that network and I thought it was not very good, you know, to put it politely. So how did you turn that business around in such a short period of time?
Look, I mean, it was a good business to start with. Of course, we've now gotten more spectrum and basically Cairo was always tricky, to be honest, in terms of network coverage and interference and so on. But we've invested quite heavily into the network. And then also now we have more 5G spectrum as well, which will also take a lot of pressure off the network. We've seen very strong growth in financial services, up 80% year over year. So very good growth in enterprise. Customer base continues to grow. Yeah, good growth in fiber. And margins is about 45%. So we've seen an expansion in margin as well.
You've referred to financial services revenue. That is obviously a big focus for you. And in the financial statements, you allude to the fact that 90 million of your 210 plus million customers are using one financial service or another. What financial services product is the most popular?
The most popular, of course, is person-to-person money transfer. But we've been also doing a lot in terms of diversifying revenue from that. So it starts off with person-to-person money transfer, then moves into payments, then into lending, then savings and wealth investment and so on. And then, of course, merchants and merchant lending and agent funding and so on. So quite a bit of different sources of revenue.
But there is also a lot of competition in this market. Capitec, for example, has launched a pretty big network and it's got a lot of customers it tries to tie in with some Capitec ecosystem, for lack of a better word. Are you concerned about those type of initiatives from non-traditional telcos?
In the international space, of course, our M-Pesa products are well embedded in the markets and we partner with the banks and so on. Of course, South Africa is a very different market. So our products are very different in South Africa as well. and it focuses on the super app. Insurance is a very big business for us in South Africa. We slice and dice depending on what the market needs are and where we can craft out an opportunity in the market space. Of course, there'll always be competition, but I think we've developed a very good ecosystem and we continue to see the growth across all markets.
Is that going to be a core focus, financial services in South Africa as well?
Yeah, I mean, South Africa now is $3.4 billion a year. That's coming from financial services from, what was it, 6, 7 years ago, almost nothing. So effectively, it's a whole new business for us and a very good revenue. And the same we're seeing in the other markets. So what we want to now do is like our international money transfer, take it to all the markets. Our insurance platform, South Africa, take it to all the markets. Our wealth management product that we're now building in Kenya to all the markets. So it's getting all the markets at the same level of sophistication. That's the projection going forward or what we intend doing.
I think the scale is just so significant that if you roll out successful products in other markets, you know, I can understand that that could really a big potential revenue generator for the future. Just lastly, the massive transaction is still in limbo, and that is the transaction which I think was first mooted in 2021, where Vodacom would buy the fiber businesses of Remgro. Now, the competition authorities have blocked that transaction and you're appealing it, but it's 4 years later. What are your perceptions of the regulatory environment in South Africa and how long it takes to get finality on deals like this?
You know, being stuck in the Competition Commission and Tribunal for almost 3 years, I think was very, very disappointing in terms of getting to an answer and so on. So the whole process for me needs to be jacked up and be a lot quicker, I would say. That's the first part. I think also taking a broader view, you know, Vodacom's market share in fiber is less than 2%. So I'm not sure what exactly the competition authorities are looking at, because this investment will be transformative for the industries. And, you know, our competition were interveners in the transaction. By the end of the hearings, and because of what we call the remedies document, it actually won our side in asking the tribunal to support the transaction. And so we appealed the transaction, and even the Department of Trade and Industry is joining us in the appeal. So we'll see, you know, if it goes through. If not, we move on. The money's in the bank, as I say, and we've got enough opportunities across our markets. Everybody needs fiber. If we can't invest it here, we'll invest it somewhere else.
Dankie, Shamil. Dit was Shamil Yusup. Hy is die uitvoerende hoof van Vodacom.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Money Web Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Money Web News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.